You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music
of the Eakin Park and Emerson East neighborhoods. And tonight in the studio, we have festival organizer Charlie McNulty. Charlie, welcome to Mag Sync Radio.
Thank you, Rucker. Thanks for having us.
And now, how early do you start looking at the weather forecast?
I do not.
Not at all.
The show it's gonna happen, yep, or it's not. I don't. I mean, if the lightning's coming down, that just gives me a chance to hop on the stage and, you know, swear at God, and you know, that's kind of my backup plan.
Get even, Charlie. Tell us a little about yourself and how you became a volunteer organizer for a neighborhood music festival.
I became a volunteer the only way, as in my experience, anybody's ever become a volunteer, which is by somebody grabbing you by the shoulders face to face and asking you to do something.
Wow.
In my experience, the email solicitation for volunteers is not effective. But we, I was in charge of the kids section of the festival for a couple of years. And then we had some, the person who's was, it was Katie, and then it was Caitlin, and that now it's me. And so, I say I got demoted to the festival leadership from the kids section. The kids section was fun. It was cool, but
oh, that's hilarious.
Yep.
Oh, that's true. And but now you're you're the top organizer now. You made it to the top.
I'm the poobah. I'm still looking for the co and co-chair. We've got no co-chair. So yeah.
I see. And Eakin Park Festival, it's celebrating 9 years, and I noticed one item in the mission statement is to throw a good party. Now, that's something I can get behind.
Yeah, we are not, we're fortunate in a way. We don't have to grow. We don't support any salaries. We support a lot of great organizations, but we don't have this pressure. We don't have an outside pressure to say, okay, if we don't make this money, then, you know, somebody's going to go hungry. So we are fortunate. We're free to sort of just focus on having a good party, try to raise money to put on a good party and raise a little bit of money from the neighborhood. I mean, we've put together the Gaga Ball Pit at Emerson Elementary, and all kinds of other good stuff. We support some little things, but we keep it small. We keep it local. And we have a good party.
Well, tell us a little about the history and the mission of the Eakin Park Festival.
So it was Katie and Syed from the Neighborhood Association, from the Eakin Park Neighborhood Association. Mm-hmm. And, they wanted a block party. They wanted, the more they talked about a block party, the bigger it got. So they were like, well, we could have a band, right? Well, if we're going to have a band, we got to have food trucks. Well, if we're going to have food trucks, we got to have some neighborhood. Yeah, so we took over Meyer Ave. We eventually outgrew Meyer Ave, so we moved to Eakin Park proper. And so now we've got a lot of space. It used to be the kids section was sort of crammed under the lawn. And now we've got a big park for the kids section. The kids just go nuts at Eakin Park. It's really, in some ways, it's a kids festival with a little beer tent for the grown-ups and to listen to music.
I see. Well, that's actually pretty smart. Well, but you guys are small on purpose, right?
Yeah, we don't. We can't grow beyond Eakin Park. I mean, it would be hard to grow in our neighborhood. We're a small little neighborhood. We're sort of the Bermuda Triangle of Madison neighborhoods because you can't get there very easily.
Right.
So it's sort of
across from Oscar Mayer.
Exactly, yeah. And there used to be a pedestrian bridge across Packers there, and now you can't even do that. So we're tucked away in the neighborhood, and we kind of like it. We like having our little hidden gems. We're
a hidden secret.
Yeah, nothing but hidden gems.
Now, this is a joint association of Eakin Park and Emerson East neighborhoods. Eakin Park and Emerson East, they do fund and donate to neighborhood causes. So you mentioned the Gaga Ball Pit, and is it just kind of other things like that within the neighborhood? Is there any others that you know of?
For sure. The Moms Group at East High is, we've donated to them recently. We've donated to Girls on the Run. We've donated to a handful of organizations. And, we only really started donating, so we didn't have a lot of proceeds. We had some proceeds for the first couple of years, then we had COVID, and then we sort of swallowed all of our proceeds. Yeah. And so only in the past couple of years have we said, okay, what can we do with this money?
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, that's great, because then if you maybe do get a little bit bigger, you can help out even maybe a few more organizations and around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I know that it's great for the neighborhood to have some resources where they can actually do things for the people.
Right. And we're supported by a lot of great, you know, Dream Bikes does our bike parking, our valet bike parking. They're a great local organization that helps kids learn about bike maintenance.
Wow. Very cool that you include the community. Now, the future. Will you ever be increasing days or music or
not
what does growth look like for the Eakin Park that's trying to stay small?
Not on my watch. No, we're going to, we try to hold everything small. We try to keep our beer prices down. We try to keep our, we're a 1 day festival. So if you sleep in, you're going to miss it. So get there at noon. Music's going to be on at noon.
Get there at noon. August 16th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eakin Park Festival takes us through the day of the festival. With outside music, what do you find there? You said kind of a kids area. Beer? Is it local beer?
Yeah. All local beers.
It better be local beer.
Oh, yeah. All local beers. We're bringing a new one this year. Do you guys know Doosterbeck beers?
I haven't heard of that one yet.
Neither have I.
It's new to me, but we're bringing in some new breweries, super local, super small.
Wow.
So,
that's cool. And what kind of food do you guys have? Is it all food trucks, or do you have kind of vendor tents, or how does that work?
Food trucks, or they set up tent. And so, yeah, we got basically, if you look around the neighborhood, I mean, those are the vendors we have. We have El Sabor. Be there. Tacos El Capi that will be new this year. And we got some, you know, Madison favorites. Teddy Wedgers will be there.
They're one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's going to be really good food. And of course, we got the ice cream shop. Ice cream. So yeah, it'll be really good food.
Nice. Well, music starts at noon and goes to 8 p.m. And the fest is opening with the Surf Rock of the Broken Boards. That band features former members from the Willies, Phil Gnarly and the Tough Guys, and other popular bands from the past. Tell us about the bands that you have coming to perform on August 16th for the Eakin Park Festival.
Yeah, and all credit goes to our band guy, Tom, couldn't be here with COVID. We would have loved to have him, and he would have been the best to talk about our bands. But
Feel better, Tom.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Get better soon. You got 1 week.
Now.
Yeah. We got... That's so sad. Every year we try to bring in a mix. We try to bring in some bands that are just kicking out. We almost always try to find a band that from East High. So immediately after Broken Boards, I'm excited about Broken Boards bringing a little beach party to the festival. And then Cherry Toad, this will be one of their first debut performances out of East High. At least one of their members just graduated. So it's really young and, you know, they've got the energy.
Love it.
Yeah. We just heard from Seesaw.
Duo.
And they've been around.
They play with a band usually, but you know, the two girls.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. They're going to be awesome. Flavor the Kills. We're going to hear from them a little bit later. and then we're going to close out with Radke, punk rock band from Missouri. And they're going to leave on a real high note. So
you are bringing in at least one out of town band.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. Where can we find more information regarding the food, beer, and music of the Eakin Park Festival?
We're on socials at Facebook and Instagram, if you still have your Facebook. We're at EakinParkFest.com. But otherwise, I mean, what do you need to know?
Yeah, that's it.
Show up at noon.
That's it.
Stay
August 16th over here on the northeast side of Madison, Eakin Park Festival. It's coming next week. Well, Charlie McNulty, thank you so much for coming into our studio to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's hear another band that's going to be playing at the Eakin Park Festival right before Radke. This is The Flavor That Kills, American Dream. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.